Hi, welcome to the program.
Yes, I enjoy listening to you folks out there. my question is, there is a move going on, supposedly around the world. They use the scriptures, the joy of the Lord is my strength, and then when Jesus said, I'll baptize you with Holy Spirit and with fire. A lot of churches are getting into the holy laughter and the falling down and the things. What's your perspective on this currently, especially this happening amongst the Pentecostal churches throughout the United States?
Right. I know it's a movement that seems to be spreading in some degree among my charismatic brothers and sisters. Whenever I'm asked a question like this, I always like to say, show me the precedent in the Bible.
Mm.
You're always safe if you stick with the Bible. The Bible has 3,500 years of stories.
Mm-hmm.
And all kinds of experiences are there. And when the Holy Spirit comes on people, and there are hundreds of examples in the Old and New Testament when the Holy Spirit came on people, and I don't really see a precedent where somebody just started laughing and falling down and losing their composure because they were baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says the Holy Spirit comes upon you, not for the purpose of making you giggle.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit comes upon you, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, that you might be my witnesses.
Uh-huh.
God gives us His Spirit that we might proclaim His Word, and that's
Amen.
Acts chapter 4.
Because I know the scripture where they were in the holy place with Moses, and the cloud came down, and they all fell down.
Mm-hmm.
What is the original writer saying about that? Because I know a lot of people have that going in their mind.
Well, now you're asking two questions. You're asking about when the Holy Spirit came down in the time of Moses,
right?
Go ahead.
Okay, because some of my friends said, well, you know, when they were in the temple and Moses was there and the glory of God fell and they couldn't stand up, they all fell forward. And I'm saying, well, what is the original writer saying? Because it sounds like you're using this to instigate your philosophy.
Well, I like to be as gracious as I possibly can on this broadcast. Some subjects get me stirred up a little bit.
Yeah. And,
this
sure.
is one of them. The idea... The mismatching of Scripture and ripping it from its context and pacing it together until you've got a collage of nonsense is what turns people away from the genuine article.
That's right.
When the Bible says Jesus said, I am He, and the crowd fell back, they didn't start laughing.
Mm-hmm.
When the Spirit of the Lord was manifested and other people fell down, they didn't start giggling. The presence
mm-hmm.
of God is an awful thing.
Mm-hmm.
When Isaiah was in the presence of God, he said, woe is me, I am undone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, from what I know about some of these movements, the way they get the Holy Spirit to come on people is by telling a list of jokes. Now, that's sacrilegious. Jesus never did that for a person to receive the Spirit. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 4, Paul says, neither filthiness nor foolish talking or jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving thanks. We don't want the world to be attracted to Christ by virtue of us acting like imbeciles.
Right.
We ought to appeal to people's reason.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord says, come, let us reason together.
Let's
not,
yeah.
He's not talking about exchanging jokes. And
that's true.
So, you know, I think that there's a holy, noble dignity that God would have Christians have this bearing, a majestic bearing, and not we shouldn't act like stand-up comedians.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't have a sense of humor, and anyone that knows me knows that I have a chronic case. But when it comes to sacred things, You need to know how to separate the sacred from the common.
That's right. Okay, thank you.
All right.
Yes, God bless you.
Thank you, God bless you.
Thanks for the call, Scott.